coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman.
It's December in South Georgia, which means the day starts out at 40 degrees, and by mid-afternoon, it's 70.
That's right.
Yet I'm still wearing a jacket here as we start today's Behind the News podcast, where today we're going to talk about what's going on in Clinch County, Atkinson County, Eccles County, and Lanier County for the week. Some of the things we're going to be talking about on this podcast, football playoffs for the Clinch County Panthers. They are facing the Irwin County Indians, tradition of playing in the playoffs. We'll talk about that game and in the semifinals and what else is going on in high school football playoffs. We'll talk about a shooting incident that happened in Lakeland, Georgia last week, which was reported in the Lanier County Advocate. We'll talk about a sex offender in Atkinson County who was apprehended, along with a baseball scholarship that Atkinson County Rebel earned. Also on the podcast, we'll talk about parades, Christmas parades going on in Eccles County, Atkinson County, and Lanier County. The 12U Lanier County football team is advanced in the GRPA tournament. We'll talk about that along with a lot of other stuff that's been in the newspapers around the area and been going on in South Georgia. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. We appreciate you joining us for this week's Behind the News podcast. We also appreciate our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pegler Manley Insurance. And right now we're going to hear a word from the...
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back to the Behind the News podcast, beautiful podcast people. I'm Lynn Robbins, publisher of the Clinch County News, Atkinson County Citizen, Eccles County Echo, and Lanier County Advocate, and I'm joined by Blake Pittman, editor of the Atkinson County Citizen, where we're talking about what's going on behind the news, behind the scenes in Clinch County and Atkinson County, Eccles County, and Lanier County. One thing that is going on this weekend, and we're recording this on Thursday. Tomorrow, the Clinch County Panthers will travel up the road to Irwin County. We'll go through Willacoochee and turn at the plane and go to Osceola for the Thrilla on Osceola. This is the fourth time in 5 years Clinch County and Irwin County have met in the playoffs. In each of those times, the Irwin County Indians have defeated the Panthers during the regular season. And in the three previous cases, all three in the state championship, including 2015, 17, and 18, the Panthers won in the playoffs. Those were all in the state championship game. The difference this time is that it's in the semifinals. The winner of Friday's game will go on to the state championship, which will be played on December 14th at 10 a.m. at Georgia State Stadium, not at the Mercedes-Benz. They've moved it to Georgia State Stadium, which most people know better as Turner Field, where the Braves used to play. And, Blake, how do you feel about this game? Do you feel it's any different than the other games that have gone before in the last couple of years? I mean, Irwin County's really blowing it out in the games they play, but they were doing that in 2017 and 2018 as well.
I don't really think it's any different. I mean, they've got great athletes. You know, DJ Lundy, they've got that Jamari Colson kid.
Yeah.
They've got some really, really good athletes on that team. I had somebody ask me that in the grocery store yesterday. I said, Blake, you think we can do it? I said, I know we can beat them. I just hope our boys show up and know that they can beat them. You know, they beat us 14-0 earlier in the regular season. And if you take away those two fumbles, scooping scores, they didn't score on our defense either. You know, they've been bragging all year about their defense is untouchable. Their first team defense didn't allow a touchdown until, was it Manchester? Last week scored on them twice. And I mean, so that proves that they can be scored on. And they talk all that hype, but they fail to mention that an offensive play, they did not score on our defense at all when we went to Osceola. They do have to take out of the fact that the Gold Leaf Association will not be officiating this game, so it should be called fairly down the middle. Nobody should be able to say there was favoritism on either side. And it's going to be a good game. It's going to come down to like the last two state championship games did. Whoever makes the big mistake first and whoever capitalizes on that mistake is going to win the ball game. That's how the last two times we beat them on a pass play they weren't expecting. They fumbled it up and, you know, we scored on them. Maybe we capitalized. So we'll see. It's going to be a great game either way. I don't look for it to be a blowout. I've heard some people say they expect Irwin to put three touchdowns on us. I don't see that happening. If you look at least not up the middle, because Amari and Craig have got that.
Well, it depends on if we turn the ball over. I mean, if you look at all the games that we've lost to them over the years, the last recent history, and the games where Clinch has won, the difference has been turnovers. And was no different on September 14th or whatever date it was, 20th, I believe, where Clinch turned the ball over four times.
Well, if we fumble snaps like we did last week, it's going to be an ugly ball game. We have to be perfect in that
but
area.
Prior to that, Blake, Clinch had not turned the ball over practically at all for the last couple of weeks. And then we got a little turnover happy there against Warren County.
Yeah.
But the two keys, in my opinion, are turnovers. If Clinch does like they did last year in the state championship and doesn't turn the ball over, I like Clinch's chances.
Yeah, I do
too. And
the
other thing is, and this is on Irwin's side, I think Irwin is – you know, they're going to be a big favorite.
Yeah.
They've got more depth than Clinch does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, probably top to bottom, they, you know, got more talent.
Yeah.
But every time that we've played them in the playoffs, they've come into the game scared.
Yeah.
And scared to make a mistake. Scared, you know.
And that's
we're going to make a mistake. Yeah. And then that's how, exactly. Whereas Clinch has been loose. And also, we have a psychological advantage because if they go into the game with the notion that, well, we beat them last time, we'll just do the same thing we did last time.
Yeah.
They're going to get beat. They're going to get beat because the team that loses in the first game and always has a psychological advantage because they'll come into the game going, all right, we got to change this, and this. And they'll, I mean,
just
if you look at – all you have to do is look at, on the other side, Pelham and Marion County are playing for the other side to go into the state championship. And Pelham lost in the regular season
to
Mitchell County and then came back and
beat them
pretty solidly, 41-30, at Mitchell County in the quarterfinals to advance to the semis. Mm-hmm. So –
here's another thing
hang on to the ball. I like their chances. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, and everybody's saying that Irwin's playing with purpose this year because of what happened with Coach Nobles and then this kid getting shot off of the offense. I think that's going to actually play against them this because, I mean, like you said, that plays in the whole we're going to be afraid we're going to make a mistake because we got to go out and play and we got to win for these guys. Mm-hmm. And we're approaching this game like any other game. I mean, you know, it's bad that Coach Nobles is doing and we pray for Coach Nobles and we want the best for him. But when it comes down the 7:30 Friday night, all we're focusing on is football. Mm-hmm. We're not worrying about Coach Nobles. We're not worrying about the kid that got shot. We're not worrying about anything outside of that field. All we're focusing on is beating Irwin County and going to the finals. And that's the bottom line. And so I know we can win. I just hope that our boys play with that purpose, knowing that they can beat Irwin. That'll be the game changer.
7:30 in Osceola, if you're around this area and want to see what should be a great football game.
Better buy a ticket early.
Yeah, go ahead and go on up there to Osceola, not far. The game will not be available streaming for free. You can pay for it on NFHS
Network
or
like
WBTY. You can listen to it, and also WBTY is a website that streams it live. www.classichitswbty.com. In the Lanier County Advocate this week, we have a story came from the Sheriff's Department about a Lanier County man who was shot Saturday night in a incident. He apparently there was some kind of skirmish between him and a family member by marriage, I believe the report says, and Aaron Moody, 25, of a Row Road address, was killed. And the Sheriff's Department is investigating that, and you can read the details in this week's Lanier County Advocate. Blake, tell us about there's some front page stories. One about a sex offender that was apprehended.
That's right.
In Axon County. Go ahead with that.
That's right. It's an absconded sex offender from South Florida. He was from the Port St. Lucie area. And failed to, well, he registered when he got out and went to Port St. Lucie, but then he decided he was going to leave. And, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with the law, when you're a registered sex offender, you can't do that. You have to register with the county that you're living in, and then if you leave, you have to let them know where you're going and when you'll be back, and they also have to approve it on a, you know, case-by-case basis. Well, he failed to do either of those, and South Florida law enforcement have been searching for him in connection with the it was some federal agency that was looking for him as well. And they located him in Pearson, and he had moved to Pearson, had set up a residence in Pearson, and didn't register in Atkinson County either. So they made the arrest without incident, of course, and then they have him they are holding him now to extradite him back to South Florida, where he'll probably face charges and end up going back to prison. So good job to Sheriff David Moore for being his deputies.
And on better news, you had a scholarship signed by one of the Atkinson County players. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Markel Jordan. He is a he's a senior with the baseball team. He signed a scholarship with Southern University out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Markel was one of the better pitchers that they had on the baseball team. And I didn't even know this until you said it, Lynn, but you said Southern University is a D1 school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great job, Markel. That's a good accomplishment.
Yeah, anytime you get a kid sign a D1 scholarship, that's something else.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him and the Atkinson County baseball team, coaches, and his family. He'll have one more year to play, though, because their baseball season hasn't even started for his senior year. You're listening to the Behind the News podcast. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate our sponsor, our friends at Lutz Brown Pegler Manley Insurance, and we're going to hear a word from them right now.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pegler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Hello, good people of South Georgia. Welcome back to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. It's that time of the year where we're having Christmas parades all over the place, and our region has three of them coming up. Today is Thursday where we're recording this, and Lakeland is having their Lighting of Lakeland Christmas Parade tonight, starting at 6 p.m., over in Statenville, they'll be having the Eccles County annual Christmas parade. That will be on Saturday at 2 p.m. in downtown Statenville. And, Blake, when does the Pearson have one pretty soon?
Yeah, Pearson's is on Saturday, December 14th at 6 p.m. And they're currently accepting applications for that as well. So,
all right.
Probably so, City Hall.
Yeah, and if you are interested in that, give them a call. And the Lanier County Advocate, we also had a great story by Keith Newburn, our sports reporter, about the Lanier County 12 and under football team won the district championship that past weekend in Tifton, defeating Dooley County 33-24, coming back in that game. And Keith does a good job of telling what went on in that game and highlighting some of the kids that performed well. And now they're going to advance. They will travel to Effingham County. My gosh, you got to travel a long way for that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to play for the GRPA state championship. They'll play Jeff Davis on Saturday in the semifinals, and then the winner will meet the Dodge County, Appling County winner Sunday in the championship. The 8U Bulldog team made it to as the runner-up. They lost in Tifton to Dooley County after beating Fitzgerald and Irwin County. Clinch, I think, had gone over to the other. We're in a different district than Lakeland.
Yeah, we are.
And even though we had very good teams, I think they met with some pretty good teams in the opening rounds. But anyway, if you're interested in that, there's a good story by Keith, as I said, on the front page of the Lanier County Advocate this week. Another story that folks in Homerville especially need to be aware of, it comes from the Homerville Police Department. and a story on the front page about how they're about to crack down on distracted driving and also on other traffic offenses. And they just want folks to know that the holiday season, they're going to be a lot more stringent about that because of the death toll that comes up and the accident toll that increases during the holiday season. And Desmond DiLorenzo, who's the assistant chief right now, said the governor's office of highway safety is really pressing this about things like distracted driving, wearing your seatbelt, school zone speeding, and that kind of thing. And one of the things they, it's in the story and it's pretty interesting, is they did a study at Clinch County High School of the speed zone. And they had, over a five-day period, they had 12,674 motorists go by during school hour, or, you know, during the school zone time. And of those, 1,017 motorists were speeding. So about 10% of the people. I was probably one of them.
I was probably two of them.
So, I mean, let's all try to be wary of those kind of things. And I appreciate the Humberville Police Department at least telling folks, hey, listen, during the holiday season, we're really going to crack down on that. And then, you know, hopefully we'll all develop better habits and won't do that at all. Blake, you had a story about dumpsters in Willacoochee coming up again in the news. Tell us about that.
Yeah, back in June, we reported Willacoochee City Council was having a little bit of an issue with the Willacoochee Market there, one of the local gas stations. The problem they were having is the dumpster was always full and overflowing. The guy would never call the people to come empty it, and it would be blowing all in the parking lot, all down the roads. And when they would contact him and confront him about it, he'd always blame it and say people were dumping their trash there, and it wasn't his trash. And, you know, they basically told him, it's on your property. You know, you, it's your responsibility. You need to make sure it's dumped. And so they kept warning him, we're going to fine you, we're going to cite you, we're going to do this. They never did. And so the issue just came back up again because it's a mess once again. So at Monday's meeting, they revisited, and they had pictures of the dumpster overflowing, and they just basically decided they're going to do something. The mayor told the police chief to cite them. Write them a citation, and if that didn't work, we would go from there. They also informed him that if he wanted to catch people putting trash in there, he needed to install a camera because it's on his private property that it's his responsibility to catch them. So, yeah, that's the issue there. So I've met the owner of that store a time or two, and he's not the kind that just takes things lying down. So it should be interesting when they issue that citation to him. Everything else about that city council meeting was pretty well run of the mill. So I'll get you a paper and run through that. Now I'm waiting for Harvey to text me back. I'm going to get with him this week when we do city council next week and show him how to live stream everything. So next month's Willacoochee City Council, starting the first of the year, should be live on Facebook. But yeah, that's pretty well it.
While we mentioned what's going on in high school football the last couple of weeks of that season, basketball season has just cranked up.
Yep.
And the Bulldogs from Lanier County are so far unbeaten. Have yet to lose. Their last game was, or last week they played Cook and Brooks County. They had a game scheduled against Telfair that was canceled because of some kind of electrical problem. But this week they face Eccles. That was that game was actually played Tuesday. I haven't got the results of that yet. And then next Tuesday they play Wilcox. That's going to be a big game with the boys being undefeated, going against Wilcox. It's usually a really good team.
That's usually pretty good.
And then they're going to be kicking in to region play then, because I'm looking at the schedule now, and Lanier plays that next weekend. That Friday night, they'll play Atkinson in Pearson and play Turner County. And, you know, depending on where Clinch is, I don't know
how it's going to shake,
you know, how that's going to shake out. At the earliest, if they make it to the state championship, they won't play until probably late December.
Yeah, it'll be late December.
Because that state championship is on Saturday morning, December 14th. So consult your Axa County Citizen, your Clinch County, I mean, not Clinch County News, because we ain't started basketball yet, but Lanier County. Keith Newbern, our sports reporter, has full details on all the Bulldogs and Lady Dogs basketball right there. Now, Blake, tell us about what's going on with Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure.
Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure podcast. Yeah, we just, at a suggestion from Lynn here, we decided to close the last month out of the decade discussing our favorites of the decade. So this past week, we talked about our top five albums of from 2010 until now.
And we posted that this morning, so it's up.
Yep, it's up now. And it was an interesting list to try to put together. I'm going to be honest about that, just because music as a whole, in my opinion, is not near as good as it was at one point. So I had to comb through it. I had two Pearl Jam albums on my list, surprise, surprise. And and we discussed, you know, we discussed The Mandalorian. We talked about Star Wars. We talked about upcoming movies and other rumored movies. Like, there's a rumor that they're about to start filming an Ace Ventura 3 with Jim Carrey.
Really?
So, yeah. So we discussed all of that. Now, this next week, Lynn, you're actually joining us on this one. And instead of doing a top five list, we're going to do a top 10 list, our top 10 movies of the past decade. So needless to say, that'll probably be the majority of the podcast is us discussing our movies. And so, yeah, check it out. We'll record it either Sunday or Monday, whatever, you know, however we can work the schedules out. And it'll be up. The week after that, we're doing a Star Wars episode because of the premiere. And who knows? We'll find some other stuff to throw in there before this decade's over with. Lynn, before we get out of here, what was Lynn's column about this week?
It's called Hail to the Mobile Remote Control Cooler. And this is a true story, Blake, as none of my columns are. And it's about my daughter was at some kind of auction for charity, and they had this Georgia Bulldog cooler, which had wheels on it, remote control. And it was a cooler that had lights on it and stuff. And so she was going to buy it for her brother, who's a senior in high school, who may get into Georgia. We'll see. And then when she brought it home for Thanksgiving, I said, no, we're not giving that to him. That's mine. We'll get him a car or something, which actually did happen. But
regular Debo right here.
And so this cooler has, like I said, it's remote control. It's refrigerated. It can drive. You know, you can steer. Yeah. It goes back and forth, turns, all this other stuff. Has a stereo system in it. It's sort of like Rodney Dangerfield's golf bag in Caddyshack. It's got a little, I don't think this is remote control though, but I'm just enamored with it and drive it all over the place. And my column details, and it has a set of rules with it to go along with
it.
That. That is true. It came straight out of it's like a 40 page owner's manual.
Yeah.
The people are very serious about it. So if you want to hear about the greatest invention of the 21st century, read Lynn Robbins' column this week. It's interesting.
Epic.
It is. So is this week's broadcast of this podcast, Behind the News Podcast. We appreciate you listening. Tune in next week. We'll be going all over all the news from Atkinson County, Eccles County, Clinch County, and Lanier County, and a whole lot more. We appreciate you listening to Behind the News Podcast. We'll see you next week.